as we got up between Herring Cove and Beaver Lake, I heard a snap. I thought maybe a gunshot, and then I thought maybe it's a branch. It's probably a branch breaking somewhere up in the woods.
Bob Hunter and his son Matt are chronic hikers. They went out on the Herring Cove Beaver Lake Trail on Saturday, November 12th, Bob says, because his wife wasn't home to tell him it was a bad idea.
Then I looked up, and I saw two big trees snap. At least I thought I heard it, and then I saw two trees coming down. I heard two loud snaps, saw two big trees coming down. Maybe I was thinking 50 to 100 yards in front of us. We had stopped because the trail was, there was a branch down on the trail, and it made it hard for the dog to get across, so we had to clear the branch out. So that stopped us. We thought, wow, that's fascinating. We'll let this happen and then go down and investigate. And then two trees closer, big trees, up on the hillside snapped, and I yelled, retreat.
Bob is a local physician. The dog, by the way, is a Shih Tzu, and those short legs bought the hunters just enough time to realize that what was happening was not business as usual for a blustery autumn day. Matt is a math and science teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School and a member of Sitka's Mountain Rescue Team.
This did not seem any windier than hiking up Verstovia on a mild day, and then suddenly it got really windy right at the edge of Beaver Lake. As soon as that one tree came down, it was like dominoes, and I wouldn't say it was more than about 10 seconds or so, and we heard or saw at least three or four trees come down, and it seemed like they were getting closer to us, and as we started backtracking, we heard another loud snap and turned back and could see another tree falling. That one was a little closer, and that's when it's kind of the self-preservation thing kicked in a little bit.
In the end, almost 50 trees, some 4 to 5 feet in diameter, fell along a 300-foot section of trail. Matt Hunter's recollection of the sudden severity of the storm is consistent with that of harbor users who say a routine westerly just detonated. Their eye and ear for detail is an important part of piecing together what happened on the Beaver Lake Trail, because mass wasting often starts with wind-thrown trees. Mixed together an unusual wind event, a steep slope, thin soils, and buckets of rain or snowmelt, and the result is what the hunters saw when they went back to Beaver Lake a few days later.
When we stand at the spot where we stopped, there's a huge amount of denuded hillside above us, but the immediate trees beside the trails is still standing. And then as you look up from Beaver Lake at the hillside, as you go right to left, it's come completely down and covers the trail.
Wind throw is probably the biggest thing that would generate any kind of a slide in an old growth stand.
Doug Swanston is a retired research geologist. He spent 30 years with the Forest Service, many of them in the Forestry Science Lab in Juneau. I called Swanston because I didn't understand two things about the Beaver Lake blowdown. One, why, if this storm was a westerly, did all the trees fall toward the west? And two, why did this happen in a stand of trees that has withstood everything Mother Nature has thrown at it for the last 4 or 5 centuries? Swanston says mass wasting often involves a weakening of the soil structure. The hunters witnessed the first blowdowns. The rest of the huge trees fell over when the ground gave way.
These debris avalanches and flows typically are more like a rug that's slipped out. There's a failure at the top end where the trees blew down, and the material then is displaced down slope, slides down slope.
Secondly, old growth is only old to us. Swanston says he and other researchers have documented old growth forest on the remains of ancient slides. It's all part of a forest cycle that occurs outside of the human time scale.
We'll just have to be Alaskans and say, another big whoop from Mother Nature and just deal with it.
Deb Lyons is the director of Sitka Trail Works. The Beaver Lake Trail was opened in 2009 to great fanfare, the final link in a $3 million trail system designed in the aftermath of the closure of the APC mill in Sitka. Ironically, Lyons grew up in a logging tradition. She says the damaged trail reminds her of a coal deck where loggers staged felled trees before they were shipped out. Like Doug Swanston, Lyons takes the long view and doesn't consider the loss of the forest to mean the loss of the trail.
That's usually where we get our pat on the back, is when people see the trail being built. They go, hey, man, good job. You know, there's the trail. But they have no idea about all the petty, dumb, but I guess required stuff you've got to do to get the trail built. So having the trees go down, that's not as intimidating to me as some of the other things we faced, you know.
And Bob and Matt Hunter, still hiking, though Bob says the Shih Tzu has been a little skittish lately. It's interesting that Doug Swanston and other researchers who study mass wasting have tried, mostly unsuccessfully, to set off small debris avalanches. To see one in action in old growth is a once-in-a-lifetime event. At least Matt Hunter hopes that's the case.
In retrospect, it would have been very dumb to have died on a high wind warning day. Yet I feel that with all the things I do in my life, some risk is merited just to have good experiences. And that was really impressive to see.
The Forest Service plans to begin work to clear the Beaver Lake Trail in early summer. Agency officials do not yet know to what extent the trail will be rerouted, if at all. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.